And if you've been paying attention, you may have noticed there are more butterflies around. Those who study such things say the population is up by 10%. The figures are from the National Biodiversity Data Centre. Cian McCormack's report begins with an introduction to counting butterflies in an enthusiast's garden.
Under the clear blue sky, bees are buzzing.
We're on the foot of the Three Rock Mountain in South Dublin.
David and Anne Burnett are walking their 2.5 acre garden.
It includes a large fruit and veg area and flowering shrubs and bushes and plants and flowers, together with some wild areas which the butterflies actually love as well.
That's a lantern tree. It's got red flowers that hang down like a lantern.
Flowers are in colourful bloom.
The colours are sensational.
This is a viburnum and it's white. An azalea, the pink one there.
David is taking part in the National Garden Butterfly Survey, which is run by the National Biodiversity Data Centre.
What I am doing is, when conditions suit, to carry out a butterfly count for only 15 minutes per day. The conditions today are probably excellent. It needs a temperature of minimum of 15 and to have less cloud cover, maybe like today, some sunshine, great sunshine, and no breeze.
This is last Tuesday, just before the weather broke.
We've just seen a butterfly.
We have indeed. That was probably from this distance a small white.
The survey started when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, and it has provided hours of entertainment during cocooning.
A long-time good friend, Malcolm Taylor, he signed up, two of us, another good friend, Terry Forsyth, and myself, to take part in the pilot scheme for counting butterflies in our gardens. Along came COVID-19, lockdown. The three of us qualify quite easily to be in the Owl Guys age group of confined to barracks, with the result that this pilot scheme is great from our point of view, that it gives us the opportunity to actually do it.
David competes against his friends to see who can count the most butterflies in their own gardens.
So who's leading out of the three of you now at this stage?
I think in total I might be just ahead. I have done 18 counts, of which 14 were successful.
The garden survey has shown species of white butterflies are the most commonly seen in May. Dr. Liam Lysett is the director for the National Biodiversity Data Centre.
Well, it shows that, as probably as expected, in May at least, the white butterflies are the most commonly seen. But this will change as the season progresses.
It's one of many projects focusing on butterfly populations. Another is the Irish Butterfly Monitoring Scheme, which has run for 12 years, and its results are out today.
Well, we've just finished the analysis for 2019, and the numbers show that there was a small drop in populations from the previous year, but 2018 was a bumper year for butterflies. Perhaps the most stunning result really was the number of painted lady butterflies that we found in 2019. The painted lady is one of our larger ones. It's kind of orange with mottled colouring on it. These are migratory butterflies that come to us from continental Europe every year. And there were 600% more recorded in 2019 than the base year in 2008. So it was really the year of the painted lady. I suppose it's important to point out that in the last 5 years, we've seen a 10% increase in overall butterfly populations.
The health of our butterfly species in Ireland, does it reflect the way we live?
It can tell us in factors about how we manage the countryside. Definitely this spring, because of the pandemic lockdown, there's been a lot less mowing of public spaces and the like. And that's going to have a very big positive impact, I think, on all types of insect life, in particular butterflies. Really, these are indicators of how sensitively we manage the countryside. And we'd expect to see more and more butterflies increasing in populations if we're managing the countryside more sympathetically for nature.
And that was Cian McCormack reporting there. It's a minute and a half to nine.